What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to a long-awaited return of Steel and Teal. As always, my name is Garrett, and I'm here with my co-host.
Jim from the Fan in the Van podcast. Ooh boy, we got some shit to talk about tonight.
The delay is on me. Sorry, spam call. Well, you're going to voicemail. God, I love that update where it's like potential spam call. But sorry, that's staying in. This is great. I am so mentally fried. It's not even funny. This is going to be a punchy episode. I'm having fun with it. My life has been so hectic. So I had to go out of town the previous weekend. I'm going out of town this weekend. And pretty much all week leading up to things, it's been insane. So now, like, we finally found a time. It is about 2.5 weeks late, but we're
Hey,
here.
that let's put it this way: at least we get it in, and we figure out a schedule, unlike other people.
Jesus. Well,
You said it's going to be
speaking of scheduling things, right on fucking schedule. I have been saying this since he got tagged. As of recording this today, Josh Allen is now one of the top, Josh Allen Sr., the superior Josh Allen, the father of his child up in Buffalo. It's 5 years, 150 million, 88 million guaranteed. He is going to be a Jaguar till he's at least 31 years old, and I could not be happier. That's
and a
my.
dual served extension as well.
You said what?
Duly deserved
Oh,
extension,
absolutely. Bro.
especially with the guaranteed money, because you figure that's about the market value now.
It's a little shy of 60%, which is where, according to one of the guys I follow on Twitter, shout out Shop Talk Wig, man. Wig's great. If you guys are looking for Jaguars news, go check his stuff out. He does the Locked On pod for the Jaguars. It's great. I had a great take this morning. Always very insightful. But he had a really interesting point, is a lot of this guaranteed money is usually around 62, 64%. So it's a little shy. But it's still, I mean, when you think of what they're going to give him incentive wise, when you think of what he said, he even said in his press conference, he's like, I'm not done till we win a Super Bowl and I'm MVP.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love it, man. He started in Jacksonville. He wants to stay in Jacksonville. The people who are like, oh, that's an overpay. Dog, 17 and a half sacks. I'm not overpaying for shit. I, because if we look at,
No.
let's do it. Hang on.
Talk about, you want to talk about fucking overpaying people. There's plenty in the league getting overpaid and not producing the way guys that are getting underpaid are producing. Let's.
Yup.
I mean, if those people want to have that discussion, I mean, we could gladly have you on and we could educate you for a good hour. And then you'll sit there at the end and go, oh, you guys are right. Oh, and you guys do know what you're talking about. No wonder why everybody listens to you guys. Oh, yeah,
So
no
the
jerk off.
top five right now, Nick Bosa, Brian Burns, in no particular order, Nick Bosa, Brian Burns, TJ Watt, believe it's Josh Allen and Myles Garrett. And if I remember correctly, the only one who beat, let's do sack leaders in 2023. Just to make sure I'm on pace here, and I'm not too far off, because if I remember correctly, first place was Mr. TJ Watt
Of course.
with his 19 sacks,
The real defense of the year.
tied for second. Josh Allen, 17 and a half sacks, ahead of Myles Garrett, ahead of Brian Burns, wherever he's at on this list. He's ahead of everybody else on this list. And the only person, and he's getting paid like the top five edge rusher he is. You look at solo tackles, he's, well, obviously that's solo tackles for linebackers, stuff like that. So that's not going to be as well. But, excuse me, you look at sacks, you look at forced fumbles, you look at everything. He and pressure, win rate, all of that. He has consistently been one of the top edge rushers in the league pretty much since his rookie year. It's a well-deserved contract. I'm thrilled about it. I'm super happy that my guy is staying. And I've been saying it. I said it was going to be similar to the Ingram situation. I said they're going to get him locked up first. They want to make sure they're going to work on the contract, make sure it's right, because they want to keep him here. Josh Allen Sr. is the first $100 million contract in franchise history.
Well, somebody was going to have to get it at some point.
Yeah, he's the first $100 million contract in franchise history. I'm happy about it. I said it was going to be done before OTAs. Everybody's freaking out. He's going to play on the tag. I'm like, he's not playing on the tag. They're going to get a deal done. They're working on offset language, guaranteed money and all that, incentives, everything, signing bonus. It'll be fine. Just breathe. Be all right. We'll be fine. Sure enough, I wake up this morning and my DMs are going absolutely nuts. So I'm in a good spot. I'm happy. We just freed up a bunch of cap space to do one of two things. They're saying we're either going to go after T. Higgins, or I would like T. Higgins. T wants to come to Jacksonville. He does not want to stay in Cincinnati because he's not going to get paid. Bengals are at a point where they have to pay somebody and they can't pay everybody. And Ja'Marr Chase is like, I'm getting a ridiculous contract. They're talking about T, they're talking about Ayuk, and there's some rumors kicking around. I don't know how much truth there is to this. Trying to get Justin Jefferson.
Ooh, I didn't hear that one, but see, but the thing is now, for any team that's looking at getting, well, throw Jefferson out because you're gonna have to give up a bunch to do it.
I
But
wouldn't mind giving up.
the Diggs trade kind of set the value of what you'll get for certain guys like Ayuk. So where San Francisco shot themselves in the foot, if they wanted to get rid of him, they should have traded him before Diggs got traded because now the Steelers could turn around and say, well, not for nothing. Diggs puts up similar numbers to Ayuk, and Buffalo friggin' got what, like a fifth rounder for 2025?
They got a second. They got like, I think they swap seconds and then I don't, let me pull this up.
It was something, but Buffalo looked bad in the trade, and then
Oh,
Houston
Buffalo
said,
got screwed.
and then Houston said, I wouldn't say Houston said, hold my beer. I think it was smart of them to do this. They voided the last 3 years. And let's see if Diggs can stay on the straight and narrow. Because Texans fans are up in arms about getting him. But do you realize the cancer that he is?
Oh yeah.
Like,
So
you hear about the argument after week one?
no, I did not. I
All
got a
right.
trade
So,
real quick too before we get into that.
yeah.
Bills finalized a blockbuster trade to send the four-time Pro Bowl receiver to the Houston Texans, the team announced Wednesday. In exchange for Diggs, the Bills will receive a 2025 second round pick via Minnesota, not even their own, while they will also send a 2024 sixth rounder and a 2025 to Houston along with Diggs. So the market's just, Diggs just completely tanked the vet wide receiver market.
And the best part is about it is that we got more for Claypool.
Yeah, you did.
That's the fucking funniest part to it. But like, so after week one, when the Bills had no business losing to Zach Wilson,
No, God, no.
Diggs was throwing like a tirade in the locker room, and he's like yelling at Josh Allen, and Josh Allen looked at him. He's like, "Dude, it's one fucking game. You need to chill out." Well, that one game kind of hurt your playoff seeding a bit.
For me, like the way I look at this, like I've said it time and time again. The guys I want on my team aren't guys who love to win. I want guys who hate to lose. I get that, but you also can't be attacking people in the locker room. You can't be going at people like that. I did love the shade he threw at the Buffalo fan base. Do you see that?
Oh yeah, somebody,
Like
yeah,
to
somebody
tweet
put.
about how fickle they are as a fan base.
And the other thing is with Diggs, and it's kind of it's true, and you see it, is how he doesn't care if they win or lose as
No.
long as he gets his catches and his yards. I'm sorry, do you want a guy like that on your team? And I think this, I know Houston's window of opportunity is now
The
open
window's open.
to win now with Stroud. Getting Diggs helps you, but is he going to hinder the progression of CJ Stroud, or is he going to like speed it up even more now? And I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle
I
because he because he because it could go either way.
it really can.
And especially when you have Nico Collins. I think Dell's going to be back. So now you have three prominent wide receivers for CJ Stroud. Are we going to have another Antonio Juju situation in fucking Houston?
Who
Because if
knows?
so, Diggs getting traded in like week 8 or 9. So
To
I don't
me,
know.
so historically, most players have a drop off in their production once they hit 30, 31 years old.
Yeah.
Historically, that's backed up by stats. Don't at me. I don't fucking care. It is backed up by facts. It is backed up by numbers. I'm not saying Diggs is a bum. I'm saying he is now on the decline. There's a reason they got him for a second round pick.
Yeah.
They got Diggs and two other picks for a next year second round pick. That's, to me, that's how Buffalo valued him. Now, this, and you're right, this helps Ayuk, or this helps any team going for T. Higgins or Ayuk, because they're going to look at that. And yes, they're younger, but they're going to look at that and they're going to go, so this like four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, consistently puts up good numbers, consistently is there, usually outside of that fantastic body catch drop he had last game. Consistently, it is he's a good receiver. He's good. I'm not saying he's trash. He's a good receiver. A guy who's been a good receiver in the league for a long time is only worth a second. Well, shit, how much are these young kids worth?
Yeah.
Who, like, okay, maybe they're worth a second this year. Like, if I'm bulky, now that I have the cash, I'm calling up Cincinnati and I'm calling up San Francisco. I'm going,
Yeah.
you can get Zay Jones and you can get our second. Kick it over. Think about it. Whoever the fuck calls me back first is what we're doing. And then I'm hanging up. And that's it.
But like it was funny because like the whole story came out and I don't know what led to it, but they were like, okay, if you want to go seek a trade, you can seek a trade anywhere you want except one
But
team,
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Like and I
I love
understand
it.
it.
I love it. I
I
get it.
understand because it's like technically like because when you tell a player they could seek a trade, you already know. Like, it doesn't matter the sport. They already have one preference in mind, followed by like two backup options. So, Kansas City was one. You figure, okay, if it wasn't them, Houston was probably the third option. And then you'd figure maybe New England, but you're not going to do a trade in your own
No,
division.
no, no, no. I Niners
I think
maybe.
if Buffalo was smart, I would have took them out of the AFC entirely. I would have said you
So
could seek it anywhere to the NFC, just nowhere in the AFC.
my
We just don't
get
want to fuck you.
my guess for the big three that they were choosing were going to be, they couldn't do Kansas City, which is probably going to be his first choice,
Yeah.
which would be the most Kevin Durant move we've ever seen in the NFL. The Niners and the Texans.
Or you could even put another team in there, Baltimore.
Baltimore too. Well, no, Baltimore. I don't think the Texans
Because
were his first choice.
you figure Beckham's gone, and not like he was a fucking big fucking addition anyway.
I don't
But
think, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Houston was his first choice.
I just with a young quarterback, and you already have a talented offense as it is. I understand the gamble, but it's one of those. If he starts hurting the progression of CJ Stroud, you're then at a crossroads of what do they do here? Do they
I
either just say, "Listen, you know what? Because if you try to trade them and these teams know that there's these underlying issues, what team's really going to take them unless they're desperate?
no one no
And
one's going to take him.
then you're not even going to get much for him.
They won't
Because you're
trade
already,
him, though.
Buffalo didn't get much. They got nothing.
They won't trade him. They'll cut him. Because what they did when they voided the last three, this is it. This is a prove it deal. So he's got 1 year
To prove that he's not a total jerk off and get his last long term.
and no cap hit next year. If he doesn't pan out and they don't like the way things are going, they'll cut him. Simple as that. And that's, I don't know. It to me at that point, screw it. He's gonna go to Dallas and play with his brother. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking of. Speaking of screw it and bad decisions, Terrell Suggs.
Oh, T sizzle, T sizzle, T
T
sizzle.
Sizzle was arrested Tuesday in Arizona. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office announced, and the longtime NFL standout faces charges of assault and offense against public order. I'm reading this per CBS. Suggs, 41, made an initial court appearance early Wednesday over, sorry, let me get my news anchor voice. Over allegations of instigating road rage incident in Scottsdale, according to 3TV, Arizona's family, the judge reportedly ordered and supervised the release of Suggs. Court documents indicate that that the incident began at a Starbucks drive-thru on March 10th. Really? A fucking Starbucks?
I wonder if they were arguing over the pink drink.
Look, man, it's
All places, Starbucks. It's a family coffee place. Come on, people.
I need my iced mocha frapp with six extra pumps of white mocha with caramel drizzle and cookie crumble over the top, a double shot of blonde espresso with whipped cream and in a Trenta cup, please, with room for cream.
And I want the cream extra frothy.
To quote Dave and Brent, it's so stupid. So basically, looks like let me go back to this. Hang on. When Suggs allegedly reversed his vehicle and struck another car, as NBC Sports reported, a heated exchange followed, and Suggs allegedly showed a handgun through his window while threatening to kill the man on the other end of the argument. Suggs has since downplayed the allegations in a statement to TMZ of all places. Through that's not in there. Through spokesperson Denise White. Oh, so this wasn't even him saying it. So here is the most Twitter notes apology I've ever seen, because it's not even an apology. This is like the girl who was playing the ukulele apology song, but for football people. I was in a quiet area of Scottsdale in the middle of the day in a Starbucks drive-thru near my home when an incident happened with a vehicle behind me. I was getting coffee. I was not looking for any trouble. When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. Throughout the incident, I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence. That's a quote. So you
He felt
reversed your vehicle,
danger,
struck
felt that
another
sound.
car, and then pulled a gun on the guy.
It's not adding up.
But you were scared?
It doesn't add up. It's like trying to take 2 plus 2 and make it 5. It's just not adding up.
Is this common core math?
I have no idea, but you mean to tell me Terrell Suggs, who is one of the most feared men in the NFL,
T Swizzle.
was
No,
scared
that's somebody else. T Sizzle. I don't know who T Swizzle is.
of a probably a pathetic, skinny white guy at a Starbucks. Where is this? I don't know. Makes no sense to me.
Listen, man, those Karens come in all shapes and sizes. He was going towards her parking spot and she felt threatened and went.
I bet after she went to her safe space, into her
Jesus.
crying room.
I just. Bro, it's a coffee, man. I don't. I'm lost.
I don't get
Why?
it. I go to Starbucks every now and again, and I don't ever have a road rage incident there. And their
Dude,
drive-thrus suck.
oh, dude,
They suck.
I've that's, I don't know, man. It's not clicking. The math's not mathing. I feel like there's some missing pieces here, and I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Well, it's not
Speaking,
going to get swept away. It's not going to get swept away like Ohtani.
you beat me to it. I was just about to go there. What did I say was going to happen when this happened? I said the golden boy of baseball will not be touched. And he has not been touched.
I think we were all in agreement of whether it's you, me, Brent, Dave, E-Man, Aaron. We all knew it. He wasn't going to get punished, but then
No.
Michael Kay came out and he goes, he went on this rant. He goes, and what happened with Ohtani? Nothing. He goes, but if Ohtani was on the Yankees, it would be blasphemy, anarchy. It would be all over the place. He'd have to be punished, this, that, and the third. There are people who feel he should be punished. But again, you could believe what's put out there.
Yeah.
Or you could believe what he says. You could believe what the team says. Nobody knows the truth except for this interpreter and Ohtani himself. And if you think Ohtani is going to paint himself as this guy with a gambling addiction and be the Oriental Pete Rose, I just don't see it. But there is a way if athletes do want to bet, and on E-Man's other show he does with this guy, Cricket, he alluded to it, so I can't take full credit for it. Have an athlete's only sports book where athletes could bet on sports, but you block out the sport they play in. So you can't see any baseball lines. You can't see anything Major League Baseball, college baseball even, Japanese baseball, fucking Savannah Bananas baseball. You know, for those who, they're a joke of a baseball team.
You leave my bananas alone, damn it.
Right? You make it, you do that. You cap the bets. If they start losing a certain amount, you cut them off so they don't gamble themselves into debt and they got to sell their houses and do what Roger Clemens had to do to pay all his lawyers off. He had to sell Bentleys and mansions and all that stuff just to sit there in front of Congress and say, I misremember. I misremember. I misremember. Hmm. Like, with the impact Ohtani has, did people really think anything was going to come of it? Like, so, especially when sports betting has a heavy influence in all major sports.
Shohei is brought in close to it. Just in, the reason why I thought that nothing was going to happen to Shohei, and we talked about it a couple times, and I think you agree with me on this. He brings in far too much money to the MLB. In 2022, there was an article that was done where they, sorry, this is in May 9th, 2023. So this is a year old article. They looked at what he brought in revenue wise in the 2022 season. As a whole, he brought in after, you know, baseball and, you know, what was it? The February turn, the World Baseball Classic and everything.
Yeah.
He has brought just in 2022, just shy of $500 million to baseball in revenue. That's in ticket sales, jersey sales, just in jersey sales. I can't speak. Jersey sales, everything. This has just been everything that he's brought in is close to $500 million. That was last year.
Yeah.
Or sorry, that was 2 years ago. Last year, I don't know where the math is on that, but I'm sure it's even more. So now that he's in, and that was in Anaheim. Now he's an LA kid, man. He's out there in LA.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to want to see him. I think he'll bring in close to $1 billion of revenue this year, if not more. Like
he probably brings in, I had to guess,
if not three quarters, then $1 billion.
Say, after all said and done, probably just shy of 1.5. I mean, it's just a guess.
It's crazy. But that's also why, like, we knew nothing was going to happen. It's like when Jordan was getting in trouble with gambling, and then he just suddenly, this is all alleged and rumors, and there's, you know, all speculation behind it. But, like, when all this gambling stuff was coming out, and he's like, yeah, fucking, we'll go play baseball. And he dipped for a couple years to go play baseball. Like, it's super circumstantial, but you can't tell me that, like, you don't think maybe the NBA was like, look, we're going to give you the chance to get out.
Oh, that's exactly what they told him. Again, if the alleged rumors are true, they told him, listen, you keep playing and you did this, we're going to have no choice but to do something about it. But then again, you know, you're looking at two different eras where sports betting was such a huge black eye in Jordan's era. Now it's socially acceptable that everybody's doing it. So, like, You know, again, the people that really thought Ohtani was going to get like a lifetime ban,
No.
get fucked.
So, and here's the thing, you can look at it too. It still happens, but it doesn't happen as much as it used to. There's a reason why these salaries are so high now, is because now it actually cuts back on people colluding with outside sources and bookies to fix games. It happened all the time. You look at the Chicago Black Sox or scandal. You look at, Pete Rose, some of his stuff. When these guys are only making, and not to say this is a chump change, these guys are making, $80,000 a year. And then some, bookie comes up and goes, "Hey, tell you what, you get your team to throw this game that you're supposed to win, I'll give you a cut, and it's going to be, a month's worth of pay for you in one day." There's a
Shit,
lot of players who did that.
I'd do it.
There's a lot of players who did that. So these salaries being higher and higher, what that does now, if a bookie comes to you and goes, "Yeah, I'll give you, Bookie comes to Shohei and says, "I'll give you $500,000 to throw a game." Shohei's gonna laugh and be like, "Do you know how much fucking money I make?" Up that. So
Yeah.
it's as long, and to go back to what you're saying, I have no issue with an athletes only gambling site. I have no issue with that. To me, and as long as they're not betting, and even Pete Rose, he bet on his team to win games. He didn't bet on his team to lose games. If he and that I'm cool with that. If you're betting on your team to win, great. If you're taking a spread, I don't know about that. If you're taking the over on, home runs and on base percentage, stuff like that, I'm okay with that. But the second you start going like, "Oh no, we were set up to play the A's, and I don't know what the hell happened, man. The A's covered the spread. It was that last pitch, and I ended up, I guess they just timed me right. That fastball, dick level, dead center, and he took me yard." Like that's where it starts to look weird. Like if you're betting on spread, if you're betting on your team to lose, that's where I take issue with it. Because if I was a player and I find out that one of our star pieces bet on our team to lose,
Oh.
you think Stefon Diggs is a locker room cancer? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, that's like that guy in the NBA, for Toronto that got caught.
Oh shit.
So I forget his name, but they're saying if it's founded that he did, he's getting a lifetime ban. Like the NBA, yeah. But my question is this: this guy isn't well known in the league,
Jontay
so
Porter.
yeah. So he would get a lifetime ban if it's founded to be true. But
Yeah.
now let's say it was. Say, I'm not going to use Steph Curry because he's too clean of a player to do it. Let's say,
Say John Morant does it.
now he's already in enough trouble with guns and bombs.
Well, let's talk about the buns part of that. Zion does it.
Zion
Durant.
does it.
Anthony
They,
Davis
well,
does it. Giannis, there we go. Giannis is a good one.
Giannis or Luka Doncic?
Luka makes more sense.
If one of them did it, would the NBA say, you know what, guys, we gotta give you a lifetime ban, or would they do kind of like kind of what a lot of people think MLB did, where it's like, all right, Ohtani came out, he said he's never been on sports a day in his life. Okay, that's it, done with.
Top selling, yeah. Top
like
selling
so it's like.
jerseys for 2024. I got them pulled up. Or like, perfect. Jason Tatum. You get Jason Tatum coming out and saying like, "Oh, yeah, like if it comes out that Jason Tatum was betting on Celtics games," or like, "Oh yeah, I bet on us to lose Game 7 against the Heat in 2023." Like if that came out, Tatum's one of the big. He's one of the up and coming stars in the league. Like, you don't think he'd get out of that? Or find a way to get out of that. But even honestly, no, he might get a lifetime ban. I don't know. It's
Tatum,
the.
no, I think Tatum would be in that umbrella of certain athletes in the NBA who would be, they would try to just sweep it away, or
Yeah.
they'd say, look, or I could see them saying, why don't you just fake like an Achilles injury for like a year and just let this die down.
Yeah. What it's.
You know, but It's one of those. If you have such an impact on the game, there's never going to be a punishment. And I'm not saying Ohtani did it, and I'm not saying he didn't, but you would have to see some sort of punishment if he did do it. Not something crazy, but like you, but like for people to say, oh, he should get a lifetime ban. That's not going to happen. I mean, maybe like I wouldn't even see a whole like a whole season or half a season. They'd probably be like, ah, you know what, 10 games.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And I think if you saw it in the NBA, where it was like Giannis or Doncic, or you know what? I'll even put it out there. LeBron. LeBron would be the one who would never get punished for it.
Yeah,
He could
exactly.
openly admit he did. It'd be like, oh, okay. Well, here's your punishment. Bronny can't get drafted by the Lakers, which by the way, I don't know how you feel about that. His kid is not ready for the NBA draft.
No, he's not.
Caitlin Clark is more NBA ready than Bronny is.
So I was talking to somebody about this actually. What I think is happening. So NBA players and college players for basketball have, I think it's a 48-day window from the end of their last game, or 48-hour window from the end of their last game to declare if they choose to. However, they can rescind that if they want. So he entered the transfer portal. He said, yeah, no, I'm gonna declare for the draft. He's feeling it out. He's gonna talk to some scouts and some GMs, and he's gonna have an agent get back to him and be like, hey, stupid. Hey, how about you
Like you're not.
go play for Gonzaga for a year or something like that?
Yeah.
Like go hang out with Mark Few for a little bit. Go to Kansas. Go hang out with another scrutinized coach over at Arkansas right now, with John Calipari.
Win it in Kentucky, so go to Arkansas.
I cannot wait to talk to Jalen about this. This is going to come up before Jalen and I get to talk about it. I said it 2.5 weeks ago, I think. Calipari shouldn't be, I don't know about fire, but he should be given like the basically the Bobby Bowden treatment. Like, hey, we're going to let you walk away. And if you
I
want to
think
keep
that
going, you can go wherever you want.
was in the last one we did. I think we discussed it actually.
I think we
And
did
I
a
said
little bit,
he's,
yeah.
yeah, because we would compare like to Saban and Belichick, and you just got to know when it's your time.
You got to
And
know when to hang it up. And he doesn't
I think
know.
now going to Arkansas doesn't, all the players that he coached in Kentucky, and you couldn't win it there. I mean, I'm sure he might have won one.
He got a couple in Kentucky. He got a
All right.
few.
But you're going to go to Arkansas?
He got a few
Like,
in Kentucky. The thing.
when did Arkansas become a big basketball program? Is it something I missed? Like, what are the Clintons? Like, one of the hugest boosters there, and they could get like top recruits?
Tell you what, can I get you tickets to a basketball game? Let's go to a basketball game.
Just don't have Hillary email them to you. They might disappear.
I'm not touching that. That's like a Shaq free throw. It's a miss.
Yeah.
So like,
I just don't have there.
I mean, for me, like, here's my thing with this. Calipari has had issues for years. He's always been scrutinized. He was scrutinized. He's never actually been accused of any wrongdoing, but he's had a bunch of scandals kind of happen under his watch. UMass had to vacate their Final Four situation due to Marcus Camby taking money, which is, stupid, but whatever. Calipari wasn't implicated 2008, faking college scores for Derrick Rose. When he was at Memphis. Funny enough, whenever that stuff happens, he's like, man, that's crazy. So I just got this job. I'm gonna go. So, but I mean, that didn't happen with UMass, but it definitely happened with Memphis a little bit. Because literally, forced to vacate. So what happened is Memphis was forced to vacate their entire year, and then the next year, Calipari was like, all right, I'm out, I'm going to Kentucky. It's for me, Calipari is one of the better basketball coaches to ever do it.
Yeah.
But it's the game can pass you by if you're not trying to grow with it. And right now, I will give the utmost respect to being able to win multiple championships after basically whoever comes to your school is only going to be there for a year. It takes talent and it takes an ability to have to rebuild a whole new team damn near every single year. I respect it. But it's time. You had one playoff win in the last four appearances, and I think you missed 2 years out of the last six. Like it's time. The normally a playoff berth is good for most people. You get a tournament berth, like, okay, yeah, we're not in the not in tournament, as I like to call it, the NIT. But it's to me, it was time. The standard of Kentucky is a blue chip basketball program that wins. And right now they're not, they weren't winning. They lost to Oakland.
That's not even in California.
No, the what it, was it
It's
Maryland?
Oakland, Michigan.
Michigan. Ah, damn, it was close. Started with an M.
You lost to a school nobody's ever fucking heard of
I
until the tournament.
That's my favorite thing about March Madness, man. And fuck, like, I win our March Madness bracket that we put up. I had UConn and I absolutely dominated everybody that was in it. Because I had fucking UConn. I knew it. I knew the free throw merchant, Edie, wouldn't win. Granted, I had them losing a lot earlier than they did, so props to them. But UConn was just too good. They're now the first team to go back to back in basketball since the Gators did, and I think it was 2005, 2006.
Believe so. Well, now
Yeah.
that Calipari's gone, the rumblings are that Dan Hurley's about to go to Kentucky.
We'll see what happens. I don't
It
know.
ain't gonna
We'll
be
see.
Rick Pitino because he's stuck in Queens coaching St. John's basketball because they're
You want to talk
so
about
fucked.
another? You want to talk about another scumbag coach? Holy shit! I don't think Calipari's scumbag. I think Patino's a scumbag for a multitude of
Well,
reasons.
you know so Garrett, was it Rick Pitino's fault?
Not his fault. It's a little bit.
Besides.
That is literally that was. I shit you not. That was his excuse for the whole Adidas thing. So I read his contract. I read his contract when he was at Louisville after this whole thing happened because I have no issue with the players getting paid. I don't care about that. But what happened, and it made me laugh, was this guy had it 3 to 5 separate times in his contract that if any NCAA violation happened under his watch with his staff, he was responsible and could be fired. So in his appeal to Louisville, he said, "Well, I didn't know this happened, so I shouldn't be fired." Dog, you signed a contract. Said, you
And
can't.
how do you not know? Like you're in charge of supervising these guys.
There
You're
was.
not just a coach. You're in essence like a manager, and you supervise not only the talent, but your coaching staff.
There was a typo in his appeal. It was fantastic.
What the fuck? Oh, I didn't know. Bullshit, you fucking knew.
You
Come on.
know, there was a typo in his appeal too. That was my favorite. I'm like, you telling me you don't have you got a team of lawyers. Not a single one of the motherfuckers did catch this.
Must not have had
I
Michigan players.
guess not. Oh my God. Speaking of that, there who was it? Where did I hear this? Someone was telling me somewhere that Michigan wasn't gonna take like any of the big three receivers at like pick five. Or not Michigan Chargers. We're going to take any of the big three receivers at pick five. And I'm like, you're dumb. You're so dumb.
Essence have to because you released Mike Williams,
You traded
you
Keenan
got
Allen.
traded Keenan Allen away. What do you have? Jordan Palmer?
Yep. Yeah. Jordan Palmer. Eckler's not there
Jack.
anymore either. You have Joshua Kelly and Jordan Palmer.
Yeah. Great wide receiver room. That's going to be Justin Herbert's going to be throwing him up in the air, running down and catching him.
Herbert, no, listen, man, you don't get it. Herbert's the MVP. He's the best quarterback this league has ever seen. He's amazing. He's top three QB in the league. It goes Herbert, Mahomes, and then Lamar. Herbert, Holmes, Lamar, Mahomes, Lamar. Which, if anybody thinks I'm serious, fucking clean your ears out. I think Herbert might be top 10.
I'll put him in the top 10.
I'll do top 10. I'll give him top 10. He's not
Like,
top five.
I think if you put him on any other team, he's top five. But because he's in the shit situation he's in, like, okay, if you put Justin Herbert,
Within reason.
say, Justin Herbert, let's say, trying to think of a team where it's reasonable.
Minnesota.
So I'm not going to say Minnesota. He would probably be the sixth best quarterback.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, he would probably still be six. I think, honestly, if you were to put him with your team,
No.
I think he could be
I don't think he's
fifth.
better than Trevor. I still don't think he's better. We fucking saw he's not better than Trevor.
Well, that's obviously with Trevor being somewhere else. Like, let's say Trevor was in LA. You flip-flop.
I still don't think Herbert would be better than Trevor if the situation was flipped. I think Herbert is good, but Herbert is missing something.
A team.
Well, yeah. I feel like I'm talking to an unlocked or a locked character right now. Is your audio friendly podcast joke? Jim is recording from the van and it's like 8 o'clock, so it's dark. And I'm just like, we're on Zoom. I'm like, oh, it's a black screen. Cool. I
Oh
haven't
yeah,
unlocked
it
this
is.
character yet. Oh, dude, you're fine. I don't give a shit. But
It's not like we're on live where like I have to have fucking lights set up and act like I'm on the Jersey Shore.
hey.
I
The Alberta
why
Shore House. It's
who's saying that if you need a wide receiver, you're gonna draft one? Like the Steelers still need a wide receiver, and like from what I'm reading, they're looking to pull off a blockbuster trade before the draft.
I
If you're the Chargers, you should be thinking about doing that.
hang on, hang on now, hang on.
I mean,
Who's got the most cap space right now? Well, not the
probably
Steelers.
no,
No.
probably New England still. New England or Washington.
Sorry. Oh.
Because it can't be Buffalo.
Oh, this is hilarious. Do you know how much cap space the Buccaneers have?
Probably like negative.
$500,000.
Oh.
Patriots are number one, $38 million in effective cap. That's with money set aside to pay the rookies. Commanders are two. Who the fuck did they sign? What happened to all their money? What did I miss?
Well, they signed Eckler.
There it is. Yep. Okay. I was like, what did I miss? I missed something.
But they didn't sign Eckler to a lot of money though. But at least the Chargers were honest with Eckler and they're like, listen, we're looking for this and you're not the guy anymore for
Yeah.
it. So he was like, oh, okay, fair enough. I'll get paid somewhere else. Somebody will sign me and use my skill set. And
Yeah.
Washington did that. I could have sworn Washington signed somebody else, though.
Who do they fucking pay?
Well, you see what Cam Newton said today?
No, what'd he say?
So I think it was either today or yesterday. So he goes, do you realize Atlanta could have had me, Michael Vick, and Justin Fields all for the same amount of money they're paying Kirk Cousins for probably one playoff win? And then he goes, I'm better than Kirk Cousins.
I don't know about that.
I agree with you could have had those three with the same amount you're paying one quarterback, but Kirk Cousins would have fell on a fumble in the Super Bowl, not avoid it like Cam did. Otherwise, Dave's Broncos don't win that Super Bowl if Cam falls on it. But
Cam
like,
ducks
oh,
fumbles, not punches.
so he's the first Panther to avoid a fumble, and Deontay Johnson will be the second one.
I don't know about Bryce Young. And Herbert definitely would not be top five if he went to Carolina right now.
No, he'd be
I
like
think
Mitch. he'd be ranked 35th.
Carolina's going to have a bit of a year. They're going to bounce back a little bit. They're not going to contend. The only reason why they're competitive is because the NFC South is a joke.
Well, now, well, after Atlanta, it does become a joke because I think Atlanta clearly could run away with it now.
Yeah, they absolutely
You
can.
might actually have a team that's well above 500 that will now win the division. I'll give
Yep.
them that because, like, because look at what Cousins has got there. You got London, you got Pitts, you got Algiers, you got Bijan Robinson, which Arthur Smith didn't know how to utilize, which kind of scares me as an offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh,
Yeah, I mean I would be scared, but it's
but he also didn't know how to utilize Kyle Pitts either. But that was also other coaches before Arthur Smith too. So whatever the fuck.
Zach Robinson is the offensive coordinator. Where did he come from?
I think LA. I think he was with Raheem Morris in LA.
Zach Robinson was named Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator on January 29th, 2024. Robinson comes to Atlanta after spending 5 seasons with the Los Angeles Rams, where he served in a variety of roles, including quarterbacks, passing game coordinator, assistant quarterbacks coach, and assistant wide receivers coach. In 2023, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford completed 326 of his 521 attempts, 62.6%. I'm not reading fucking stats. I just need somebody behind me doing like the NFL film stuff. In 2023,
In a world,
in a world without.
in a world where the Chargers don't draft a top receiver with the fifth pick in the draft,
In a
all
world
ten
where
teams will cry in the biggest Kleenex towel that there ever was, with
in a
extra aloe vera to absorb all your salty tears. Come into a theater near you, April 25th,
in a
2024.
world in a world where Chase Claypool doesn't celebrate after catching the first down.
In a world where Jalen's going to be pissed if the Seahawks do in fact sign Chase Claypool. And it's funny
20
because I referenced that. I don't think it was
I
today.
heard.
Yeah,
I
what?
did. Yeah, I was. I heard.
I had to. I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I wonder what Jalen's really thinking. If they do it, because somebody goes, oh, look, they're looking at Claypool because I can't even say the first part of his name, but the rookie they got last year,
Smith and
they're
Jigba.
saying, yeah, they're saying he's a bust already.
There's no way. You
How
don't know that.
do you know he's a bust with Geno Smith as the fucking quarterback? I mean, it's Geno
Exactly.
Smith. If you put him in, if you put him in Buffalo with Josh Allen, he's a good wide receiver. If you put him in, Houston with CJ Stroud, he would have produced. I mean, I'm so tired. Like everybody's saying that, you know, oh, this guy's a bust. This guy's a bust. And even, you know, Steeler fans, oh, Kenny Pickett was a bust. We don't know that because Kenny Pickett talked his way right out of Pittsburgh into backing up Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And Kenny Pickett could come out. And this is why they're still tweeting about this, because I guess he came out and said that he was promised the starting role and he wasn't going to have to compete. First off, Kenny Pickett, listen, I love the draft, but this is where off is the direction in which he could fuck. Okay? Because yes, I finally got to use it in an episode. I've been saying it all day long. Thank The Rock. I got that from The Rock, comedic gold.
And that's the bottom line.
But like, you're in your third year. You aren't guaranteed shit.
No.
And if you could get Russell Wilson on the cheap, you'd be dumb not to bring him in and have. See, Kenny Pickett should have took this with a grain of salt. Okay, they're bringing in Russell Wilson to help me get better.
Yeah.
Instead, he saw Wilson as an enemy and not an ally. So he, in essence, threw his little tantrum with his little blonde hair, flipping it back and forth, like, oh, as if you're going to do this to me. I want out.
So
Okay.
stupid.
So, like, go to Philadelphia. Never start. Have at it, because Jalen Hurts, for the foreseeable future, is their starter. So, I mean, good job, Kenny Pickett. Again, off is the direction you could fuck.
This summer, the Tennessee Titans overpay for Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard. Rob Schneider plays a jar of mayonnaise in 2024 Mickey Mouse franchise, the Tennessee Titans story.
And see, and even that, because like somebody listened to one of the episodes we did, and he goes, explain to me how they overpaid for Ridley.
He's
I said,
30
well,
years old and you paid him.
I said, it's simple. You paid a guy at 30 years old what you should have been paying a guy at 24. I was like, how much further do you want me to break this down?
And the one thing I
I'm
will
like,
say too,
AJ Brown.
here's the
Tennessee
one.
clearly didn't want him. That's why they traded him. And then you drafted a guy who can't stay healthy in Treylon Burks. And listen, Treylon Burks is a decent wide receiver when healthy, but the fact that you're relying on DeAndre Hopkins, who isn't the DeAndre Hopkins of old,
No.
but now, so now in essence, you have a wide receiver room of AARP in NFL years. And then you have a guy who lubes up his hands with fucking mayo. Yeah, this is going to be a great.
It's
Will Levis throwing a football with mayo on his hands is like Brucey in The Longest Yard.
I shouldn't eat that pop. I know I shouldn't eat that popcorn. Oh yeah, baby, Bruce, it's time to shine. The thing for me too about the Titans is Tony Pollard is not a replacement for Derrick Henry. He's not. And
No.
that Titans O-line is not the Dallas O-line.
No.
And it's hilarious to me. And the one thing I will say too, it for me at least, like 33rd team, some one of their writers had one of the dumbest fucking takes I've ever seen. It was two of the biggest mistakes during the free agency signing periods. And it was the Jaguars letting his words, not mine, the Jags letting Calvin Ridley walk and the Titans overpaying Calvin Ridley. I'm like, okay, it's one or the other, man.
Yeah, it can't be both. I mean, it was smart because of what Ridley was looking for.
For sure.
But you can replace Ridley's
1,000 yards.
stats with any other receiver.
The only thing that will be harder to replace than anything else will be the touchdowns. 8 touchdowns is a solid number.
Yeah.
That was top 10 of the league, if I remember correctly. So I'll give him props to that. But your 1,000 yards isn't hard to replicate. Especially.
And I have to reiterate this, so because for people that'll listen and they'll be like, you say this, but now you're bashing it. We're never against a guy getting his money.
No, God, no. No. I don't fault him for going to
If a team is willing to pay a 30-year-old wide receiver 24-year-old money, and that team's willing to do it, and you're willing to go there, you'd be a fool not to do it.
This is
It's that where the criticism comes in is that he's 30 and the team is being bashed for it, not the player. Just so for everybody who's going to listen and they're going to be like, oh, here they go. They're going to, no. I never have or never had an issue with a guy getting his money. It's when the team overpays, when they already had somebody who, let's put it, let's call what it is. AJ Brown is a better wide receiver than Calvin Ridley, and is younger. You had your future wide receiver. You didn't want to pay him. You, in essence, paid him damn near close to what AJ Brown was probably asking for. Maybe a little less, but I'm sure you could have found a middle ground with AJ Brown. But
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't want to do that. So, good job, Tennessee, you circus fucking side freak show of an organization. You fucking, yeah, they're not as bad as the Oakland Athletics, though, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ. Also, speaking of guys who don't want to pay, arrest warrants are issued for Rashee Rice.
Well, you
I
know
don't
what? Having 10.5 grams of marijuana in your car don't help either.
know. No, I mean that and I'll say it too. Weed is Getting in trouble for weed is stupid. Like
It is, but I guess in Dallas it's not legalized.
it's not yet. It's not. I think it's still criminalized in Dallas.
So like I get it from I get it every state's different. But like somebody messaged me and they go, this is worse than Henry Ruggs. I said, oh, please explain to me how
It
this
is
is worse.
not worse than Henry Ruggs.
I said, okay. I said, Henry Ruggs killed somebody. Rashid Rice crashed into somebody and then walked away. Nobody died. There was a few stitches. Okay. But nobody died. Don't compare it to fucking Henry Ruggs.
Yep. So it's still criminalized in Texas. You can only do CBD oil and it's not decriminalized. So 10 and a half or 10 and a half, almost 10 and a half ounces. No, that's a very different bag. 10 and a half ounces is a very different bag. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb to get arrested for weed. Like of all the like what's the worst thing you can do when you can stop at a green light?
But like the worst thing is though, is like, does anybody know if it's even his weed? Like that's the other thing. How many people were with him? That's the thing. It could have been one of it could have been his buddy's weed, for all we know.
I mean, I get that, but also
Again, if these guys are your real friends, one of them's gonna cop to it. And if they're not, and they're gonna let you take the fall, well, then you know who your friends are.
yeah, I don't know, man. It's the reason why we've held off comments too for the people asking. I haven't been able to do a show, but also
We
we don't
want to
know
have
everything.
everything lined up where we have the correct information, not some Twitter handle of like Sally Struthers lover 24/7, said this, or Joe Jerkoff 893 said that, and then we're doing an episode based on people who have no credibility. Like if Ian Rappaport's coming out and he's saying, well, this was founded, this was founded, this was founded, then yeah, we could go based off that.
Oh, what
I'm
the
not gonna
hell?
go based off some fucking Twitter handle from some jerk off living in his basement that happy about fucking PFF analytics.
Oh,
I'm
what
not
was it?
doing, I'm not
Fucking
your shit.
Mega Mike, whatever the guy who went after Brent and Dave was, or something. Like
No, Maddie Matt.
Maddie,
Oh,
yeah.
and when we had Brent on for Cigar and Sports, the Yankee themed one that we did, I even said, listen, you want to come on with us and we'll fucking educate you too, you little fuck. Like, I don't care. Like, not for not, I feel, even though like the situation didn't involve me, because I can consider like none of us live in the same state
They're
and two
friends.
people don't live in the same country. We're like a close knit of friends now
We're a community is what we are, basically. We're a close-knit group of friends.
because we share a common thing, sports. We're educated when speaking about it. We know what we're talking about. So for you trolls to come out and attack one, you don't think the rest are going to come and say something? Like, you're a fool. Like if somebody, like if I saw something and somebody's telling you something, I'd be like, yo, dude, you're so off fucking base, you're a fucking moron. Like literally you lacked oxygen coming out of your mother. And it shows. And it just shows. It just, I don't know. For the amount of messages I get, I've come to terms with now, especially on Instagram. And it's weird. People find old Facebook posts. I haven't had Facebook in a year, so you must have screenshotted all this shit well before I deleted it. And you're like, oh, well, you said this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I said that. And then things change. But I'm not steering away from what I said. I'm owning I said that. And then this happened. Like with the whole Kenny Pickett thing. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, I saw this Kenny Pickett post that you did during the draft. Yeah, I did like the draft pick. I'm not gonna lie. It didn't work out. Hey, you're in Philly now. If something were to catastrophic happens to Jalen Hurts and you get the chance to shine in Philly, you better make the best of it. I'm not mad that you wanted a trade. I'm not crying about it. I'm not one of those jerk offs that went and burnt a Kenny Pickett jersey and put it in a toilet and pissed on it, dropped a deuce on it and tried to flush it.
What is it? That it's in Straight Outta Compton, where they're all burning the records and they're like, that's messed up. And it's like, well, they paid for them.
Yeah.
That's your jersey. You can do whatever you want with it, technically, but kind of weird that you're burning it and destroying it. But all right, dog. Speaking of shirts and jerseys.
You know what I told somebody? Was a Giants fan, and they're like, how can you sit there and say that we should be mad at the Giants for not re-signing Barkley? So I said, okay, moron. I said, allow me to educate you now. What did the Giants offer Barkley? And he goes, I don't know. I said, okay, so you didn't do your homework before coming in here and trying to be a fucking troll. I said, they offered him nothing. Philly offered him something. Where did you think he was gonna go? Yes, he had every intention of finishing his career as a Giant. It didn't pan out that way.
Money talks.
Don't fault the player for going where the dollars make sense. If the Giants offered you nothing, you're not gonna go and beg them.
No, I'm not gonna be
Obviously,
like, no, please don't want to stay here. Like, no, okay. So
I
the
told him straight out. I told him straight out. I said, so the Giants offered him nothing. That tells you they didn't value him at all.
Not at all.
To offer him, even if they said, hey, we'll give you 2 years and 25 million or 2 years and 20 million, whatever it is. As long, I could understand if he turned it down because Philly's money was more. You can't be mad at him for that, but be mad at ownership for not offering him anything. I said, you're the jerk off burning all your shit. I said, you might as well just took $200, $300 you spent on all this. You should have took three $100 bills, put them in an ashtray and set it on fire. That's what you should have did.
There you go. Speaking of shirts, Brent, I would love a Lethbridge Bulls shirt. I'll rock that shit in Savannah, man. If I'm
I already
looking at
told
the
him I'll rock it to Stop and Shop. I'll rock it to the cigar lounge. I don't give a
Yeah.
fuck.
If I'm looking at it, there's a blue shirt with the logo on it that says Bull shirt, and I love that. I love that. Y'all's hats are dope. I don't really wear the three quarter sleeves, but a hoodie or a t-shirt are awesome. You do not have to do this. I'm messing with you, but I definitely would rock a Lethbridge Bull shirt if I got one. I think it'd be hilarious, especially down here in Bananaville. But
I just
yeah.
where people could be like, what the hell is Lethbridge Bulls?
Like, you don't know?
I'm like, you don't know? They're
You
an
don't
up and
know
coming team in Canada, bro.
the up and coming minor league team in Canada? The Lethbridge Bulls? What are you? You're missing out, man.
They have more fans show up to their games than the Oakland Athletics do.
They have more fans than my podcast does.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, man. You got anything else you want to get into?
I'm drawing a blank. It's been a long week so
Dude,
far.
you're
And
good.
it's only Wednesday.
You're
I'm sure for
good.
the next episode I'll have something. And sure, I'm sure I'll offend somebody. It's my daily thing. If I don't offend at least one person a day, I'm not doing my job.
You got a quota, man. And we got a quota hit too. If you like the show, let us know. Tell everyone you know. Tell your friends, your family, your relatives. 5-star reviews, review, comment. Feed the algorithm gods. That's our quota we get a hit. However, if you didn't like it, doors over there. Left, right, whatever side of the room you're on, doors over there. We appreciate your time. Think of it like a speed date. Timer ran out, although it was an hour long instead of like 5, 10 minutes. I don't fucking know how long those things are, but time's up. You go your way, we'll go ours.
Have you ever done speed dating?
I have not.
Okay. I did it
You
once.
got to remember, I'm not even 30.
Okay. Well, I did it. All right. So me and my ex-wife have been split up now for over 10 years. So after about two, three train wrecks of relationships where I just kind of rushed into them, a buddy of mine goes, ah, this is speed dating thing. Why don't you try it? I felt like fucking Steve Carell in the 40-year-old Virgin. I'm just like, I'm sitting there. I'm just like, nope. Because at that point, I was just looking for fucking like easy broads.
Early
Just like,
tender.
hey, I just want to get in, get off, get out. I want to be like Spider-Man. I just want to shoot my web and then jump out the window.
Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
Well, dating advice for Garrett and Jim. Mostly Jim.
No, don't take my dating advice. Don't,
Jalen,
because my dating advice now is at my age, I want nothing to do with it.
fair enough.
I'm just too set in my ways.
Oh, dude, I'm in year six, going almost, or it'll be year seven in October, of the relationship I'm in. So don't ask me for advice. I'm not doing it. This is
Not
not what the show's about. We don't do politics. We don't do life advice. But what we do do is we shout out the people who give us 5-star reviews, retweet the show, friends of our shows, people you like. Follow us at ITA Bad Tech Pod on Twitter, or at Fan of the Van if you want to, see about the show, interact with us, go that way. Check out Two Dudes of Sports News. Go check out, if you listen to my end, go check out Fan of the Van. If you listen to some Jim's end, go listen to Is This a Bad Take? Should hopefully be back this month. I don't, it's coming back at some point. I don't know. It eventually, I promise. Go check out Brent and Dave of 1420 Sports, the guys at the BS in Sports podcast. Aaron of Brutally Out of Sports. I need to do my, hang on, get my announcer voice. Darian over at Chill Takes. Dave and John over at Love of the Playing Field. The guys at the We Like Sports podcast. Average Joe Sports. And go check out Cigar and Sports. John of Wrestling Fan Insight for your wrestling news. If you haven't noticed, WrestleMania was this weekend. Check him out for all those fun things. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to wrestling. So as a casual wrestling fan, it's still an insightful show. Go check out Sports After Dark. Always, always, always go check out Sports After Dark. If you're looking for something to do in Vegas, go check out Visit Vegas Places. If you're looking to gamble and you're not allegedly Shohei Ohtani or his interpreter or that dude on Toronto, go check out Nate's Daily Wager and go check out Stupid History Minute. That's it. Thank you guys. See you next time.
Peace.